Good Friday morning. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. There's going to be a live roundtable panel this morning at 9 a.m. at the Linda, our performing arts studio. Rosemary Armeo, you, Alan, Ray Graff, Mike Spain, Barbara Smith, and of course our Joe Donahue hosting. There could be a row.
Well, it could be good. It could be fun. It's going to be a little bit extended, and people will be coming and asking questions and seeing what people look like if they've never seen them before. So it should be fun.
Excellent. Well, again, 9 a.m. Tune in if you're not already planning to be in the audience. We turn to the news of the day. And how about this story, Alan? An aging mobster has been acquitted of charges. He helped plan the 1978 Lufthansa heist that was retold in the hit mafia movie Goodfellas. Incredible trial.
Well, here's this guy, 80 years old, unanimously freed by the jury. Tapes and people turning and becoming government informants. They thought they had him solid. And you know, I'm not on the jury, but I'm sure I understand what happened here, which is, you know, there was a credibility factor on the part of the government witnesses that was accepted by the jury. And so a guy who may have done it, they say, okay, but you didn't prove it, so you're off.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says rival Ben Carson has a pathological temper, Alan, that can't be cured any more than a child molester can be cured. Wow.
Can you imagine calling somebody a child molester or likening him to a child molester in something like this? It's incredible. It just shows that when you're after the big prize, the golden ring, you do anything in your power to get it. And if that means calling a rival a child molester or likening him to a child molester, I guess he didn't really call him a child molester. You know, it just shows that there is a need to win, and it takes over men's minds just like the shadow used to do.
The shadow of fantasy sports. Let's jump over to a different state, Massachusetts.
I am.
Now, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's ordered to stop taking bets in New York. Apparently, it's not going to apply in Massachusetts. Republican Governor Charlie Baker says he doesn't consider daily fantasy sports to be a form of gambling, but rather a game of skill.
Nonsense. Of course it's gambling, and of course there's money to be won or lost, and that's what gambling is all about. But in order to fully understand this, David, you would have to look and see who the investors are. And the investors in fantasy sports are some real big corporate types. And those are the ones that traditionally Republicans have been close to. So perhaps that's what this is all about.
U.S. has stepped up attacks on oil fields held by Syria and are saying that perhaps in an airstrike, Mohammed Emwazi, Jihadi John, considered the most prominent British member of the Islamic State, was killed.
You know, I keep thinking about this. There are points at which the United States just will not put up with something. If you see films of men and women or men being decapitated, it is so degenerate, so disgusting, so inhuman for all of us who stop for animals in the road, all the way to somebody who could just chop somebody's head off. Well, you know, he was in the films, and I suspect, like Osama bin Laden, there was just going to be no resting till he was gone.
Within the next few months, surgeons at the Cleveland Clinic expect to become the first in the U.S. to transplant a uterus into a woman who lacks one so that she can become pregnant.
It's been inevitable. I mean, these medical advances are so incredible that when you start to think about putting hearts in people and talk about science fiction 100 years ago, but we transplant almost anything else, why not uterus? And then remember, David, that sooner or later, all of these organs are going to be manufactured also. So it's not only that you have to get them from a living human, but sooner or later, we're going to be able to make them and put them into people. Yes, it's all very extraordinary.
Well, Alan, enjoy the panel discussion today at 9 a.m., and we'll all be gathered around the radio listening, and of course, to you and everyone, a great weekend.
And to you, David, and I have to say, the chances of hearing much from me today with seven people on the panel are minimal. I'm just going to sit there and listen to what others have to say. You doubt that, don't you?